请翻开《创世纪》第四章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 4。
创世纪第四章。
Genesis chapter 4。
第一节。
Verse 1。
要念到第五节。
Through verse 5。
创世纪四章第一节。
Genesis chapter 4, verse 1。
有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐，便说：“神使我得了一个男子。”第二，又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯，亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。第三，有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给神。第四，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上，神看中亚伯和他的供物。第五
，five，
只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。好，再来请看希伯来书十一章。
Let's skip to Hebrews。
希伯来书十一章
，Chapter 11，
十一章第四节
，Verse 4。
第四
，Verse 4，
亚伯因着信献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证。就是神指着他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因信仍旧说话。
By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain.Through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and through it he being dead still speaks.
我们刚刚所读的创世纪第四章第一节到第五节希望大家都还记住。
As we just read chapter 4, Genesis verse 1 to 5, please remember this passage.
里面最重要的一句话是说，神啊，看中亚伯和他的供物。
And here it says that God, the Lord respected Abel and his offering.
可是啊，看不中该隐和他的供物。
But he did not respect Cain and his offering.
圣经呢，不是写着说神看中亚伯的供物。
Bible didn't just simply record God respected Abel's offering.
而是说看中亚伯还有他的供物。
Instead, the Bible says the Lord respected Abel and his offering.
所以神是先看中亚伯这个人然后再看中他的供物。
God respected Abel first and his offering.
所以人啊
his offering.
人比礼物重要的。
So the person is more important than the offering.
那神为什么看中亚伯而不看中该隐呢
？Why did God respect Abel and not Cain？
当然有的人会替该隐喊冤说他种地的，当然是他要献土产不然他要献什么
？Some people may argue for Cain that he was a farmer, he was a tiller of the ground. Of course, he has to offer what he produced.
我们台湾早期的教会在灵会都要先奉献
The early churches in Taiwan, the members of the early churches in Taiwan had to offer prior to the spiritual convocation.
那个时候呢是农村的社会。
In those days, many of the members were farmers.
我们今天奉献是开支票。
See, nowadays when we offer, we write checks.
以前呢奉献必须要写在黑板上这个油条五十条你要奉献鸡两只，你要奉献猪头还是猪尾这个一个
So in the olden days, when offering, they have write on the blackboard, the things, you offer.
那当然他家里面种鸡的话，他要献鸡不然他要献什么
If he's a farmer, he has to offer what was from the ground.
可是圣经告诉我们重点呢？
What the Bible tried to tell us about.
就记得在希伯来书十一章。
As we just read in Hebrews chapter 11.
说亚伯因着信献祭于神。
Abel, offered to God, of his faith.
因为他因信而来献祭。
By faith, Abel offered to God.
所以他这个
a more excellent sacrifice.
献祭的动作，献祭的礼物呢，就要被神呢、啊、悦纳。
So his sacrifice was accepted, was honored by God.
那就是到死的那一刹那，他还是相信。
Even until the moment he died, he still believes.
所以虽然他已经死了，被他的哥哥啊打死。
Although he was killed by his brother.
可是因着信呢，人就要说话。
By faith, he still speaks.
所以今天呢、啊，亚伯还活着。
Therefore, Abel is still alive.
因为他仍旧在说话。
Therefore, the Bible says that he still speaks.
所以我想想，我妈妈去年十一月底过世。
I remember when my mother passed away last November.
那我妈妈信心很好啊。
And she had a very strong faith.
就在过世的前两个礼拜啊，她身体很虚弱，还照常参加家庭聚会。
Even two weeks before she was called back, she still attended the services.
我妈妈要死以前还是相信。
Before she passed away, she still believes.
所以我想说，我妈妈还在说话。
She still speaks.
她告诉我们这些子孙呢。
She told her children.
不能够忘记神的恩典。
Do not forget the grace and mercy of the Lord.
一定要好好的服侍神。
And you should serve him diligently.
所以亚伯呢，他因信呢，到今天还是在说话。
Therefore, by faith, Abel still speaks.
所以他到底是要告诉我们一些什么东西
？So what is he trying to tell us?
要告诉我们哪些信息呀、
啊、？What kind of message does Abel bring to us?
亚伯他因为相信神的话。
Abel believes in the words of God.
啊，虽然在创世纪呢没有记载到底神呢、啊、告诉亚伯什么信息。
In the book of Genesis, it doesn't record what kind of message that God brought to Abel.
但是神一定告诉亚当啊，就是说亚伯的父亲啊，亚当一些信息。
But God spoke to Adam.
也是有关的献祭的事情。
It is regarding the message of sacrifice.
那神当时啊是杀了动物啊，来用动物的皮。给亚当跟夏娃当衣服穿呢。
God slaughtered animals and took the skin to make clothes for both Adam and Eve.
所以当时神就先做示范啊，给亚伯跟该隐的父亲来看。
So God demonstrated the father of Abel and Cain.
因为杀了动物，动物的血啊，以后啊，就是让预表的救恩。
Since the animal was killed, the blood was shed, which typifies the sacrifice.
人啊，虽然是已经犯罪了。
Man had committed sins.
但只要是能够回归神的话，人还是有希望的。
As long as he repented and returned to the Lord, he will still have hope.
这就是神要告诉亚当的信息。
This is the message God brought Cain and Abel. To Adam.
亚当啊，同样告诉他的儿子啊，该隐、亚伯一样的信息。
And Adam passed the same message to his sons, Cain and Abel.
所以在选职业的时候，要牧羊还是要种地？亚伯他在选择要牧羊。
So when Abel chose a professional, he then decided to be a shepherd.
那为什么他会选择呢？
And why he chose the career?
因为他相信他父亲所说的话。
He believed what his father had told him.
那他父亲所说的话就是从神而来的。
And his father received the message from God.
因为人犯罪以后啊。
And after a man had committed sins.
心中远离神。
And he was so far away from God. He departed from God.
也不知道要怎么才能够再次的回到神的身边来。
He didn't even know how to return to God.
但是亚伯因着信啊，他就这样子做。
By faith, Abel had done so.
说信心呢、啊，人有信心的话，自然他就会产生行为来。
So by faith, a person will be able to act or put into action.
雅各书那边说啊，雅各书那边说，没有行为的信心啊是死的。
In the book of James, it says that the faith without a deed, without work, is dead.
亚伯有信心又有行为，说他是活着。
So so Abel has faith, and deed. Therefore, he is alive.
所以可见呢，有真正信心的人，他一定会啊做出动作来配合他的信心。
So if a person has a strong faith, he will put into action. He will practice what he has learned.
那一个人只要没有信心的话，他所做的就不能够蒙神的悦纳。
Without faith, the deed or the work of a person will not be respected by God.
像该隐他没有信心。
Like Cain, he is without faith.
他就在献得再多的土产啊，都不能够蒙神的悦纳。
So no matter what he had offered, would not be accepted.
所以我们可以看到哈，一个人假设没有信心啊，来接受洗礼的话，那个洗礼啊无效。
Therefore, if a person receives water baptism without faith, and that is in vain.
一个人假设没有信心
which is void.
一个人假设没有信心的话
，if a person is without faith.
他的服事他的崇拜也不能够蒙神的纪念。
And his worship or his service will not, be honored by God.
所以圣经告诉我们呢。
Therefore, the Bible tells us.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
所以我们拜神要用心灵跟诚实来拜他。
Therefore, we must worship him with truth and spirit.
因为一个有信心的人。
A person is with faith.
他自然啊、
with strong faith.
他自然会尽他所能啊来爱他的神。
He will try his best to love God.
有时候我在想说我们是不是真的是尽心尽力啊在爱我们的神呢、
Sometimes I even wonder whether we love our Lord, whole heart.
那有些信徒啊在聚会的时候。
Some of our members during the service,
那很喜欢在外面啊、走来走去。
They like, to wander in the outside.
还是在餐厅里面聊天。
Or chit-chat in the chapel, in the dining hall.
不晓得教会有没有指定他们说在教会聊天呢
probably,
在餐厅聊天。
Probably they think that the church never say that they cannot chat in the dining room.
假如安排表演安排这项工作的话那这个另当别论啊他们是合法的。假如安排表演安排说他们要在餐厅里面聊天。
If the schedule, with the assignment that they are allowed, to chat in the dining room, then that's another story.
啊不然的话就不是很好的现象。
Otherwise, this is not a good sign.
来，我们看约伯记第一章。约伯记第一章。
Let's refer to the book of Job, chapter 1.
约伯记第一章第六节。
Verse 6.
有一天呢、啊，神的众子啊，来侍立在神的面前，撒旦也来在其中。
Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them.
第七节
Verse 7.
神就问撒旦说啊，你是从哪里来的呢？撒旦回答说啊，我从地上啊走来走去啊，往返而回啊而来。
And the Lord said to Satan, From where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it.
啊，所以第六节跟第七节我们来看有两个对比啊哈。
So we can see a contrast.In these two verses,
神的众子还有撒旦
we see Satan and the sons of God.
神的众子就是神的天使
The sons of God are His angels.
这些众子啊，这些天使呢是没有犯罪的
And they didn't commit sin.
啊，在撒旦
And Satan.
撒旦是从起初就犯罪的
Satan committed sins since the beginning.
当神创造天使的时候啊，他就犯罪了
Even during the time when God created angels, he had committed sin.
所以天使犯罪是神在创造天地万物之前呢。
So Satan committed sins even prior to the creation of heavens and earth.
啊，第二个对比。
The second contrast, second comparison.
这个神的众子啊，神的天使啊，侍立在神的面前。
And the sons of man, the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord.
啊，这些天使呢，不离开神的面。
And those angels are in front of God.
啊，经常在神的面来服侍他，来赞美他。
They are always with God to serve Him and to praise Him.
可是撒旦呢，他跟神没有关系的。
Satan has no part in the Lord.
因为他已经离开神的面了。
He had departed from God.
所以他就在地上走来走去。
So he was going to and fro on the earth.
所以我们要服侍神，要赞美神的人啊，必须要经常在神面前，在神的殿里。
So the if a person wants to praise the Lord and to serve the Lord, he has to remain in the chapel of the Lord. He has to be with God all the time.
所以有信心的人，他自然呢、啊、就会经常在神的殿里啊，不会走来走去的。
So a person with strong faith will always be in the temple of God.
当然，我们不是说他们就是撒旦的。
Of course, I don't mean that these people are Satan.
那第二个哈、啊。
The second contrast, the second comparison.
睡觉哈、啊，我们有时候聚会啊，人很累啊，会打瞌睡，会睡觉。
Yeah, sometimes during the service, people will fall asleep when they are tired or they are fatigued.
人呐、啊，疲倦啊，就会睡觉。
Of course, when the person is fatigued, he will fall asleep.
假如养成习惯的话，不好。
However, if this becomes a habit and it is not a good practice.
啊，有一阵子呢。我聚会啊，经常打瞌睡。
For a period of time, I always fall asleep during the service.
这个还没当传道以前呢，还没有读神学院的以前。
Before I was a theological student, before I was in full-time ministry.
啊，当然现在不能睡觉，站在讲台上讲大家睡觉的。
Of course, now I cannot fall asleep since I have to speak on the podium.
那我太太呢？以前呢，我太太经常坐在我旁边。
Previously, my wife always sat next to me.
我的大腿啊，经常是淤青的。
My leg is always bruised.
因为每次打瞌睡，我的太太捏我一下。
And he always pinch on me if I fall asleep.
我不想睡觉，可是就是没办法，就是会这样子的。
And I couldn't help it. I have to fall asleep.
那有一次啊，睡觉啊，醒了。忽然就这样醒过来。
Once when I was sleeping and then I was awakened suddenly.
啊，在讲台上边哈、啊，就出现一个金的哈、啊，金色的框框啊，好像我们在打拳打叉那个框框。
And I saw it right on the wall. That was a golden frame. Golden frame appeared.
框里面打叉。
And that was a cross in the that was a check in the in inside the frame.
好像神告诉我说，你聚会的时候打瞌睡不算来呀、啊，就缺席打叉。
So it seems that God tried to tell me that you fall asleep in the service, so you are considered as absent.
所以我就开始祷告啊，求神赦免啊，求神让我睡聚会的时候不要睡觉。
So I pray to the Lord try to help me not to fall asleep during the service.
那真的。祷告以后呢，嗯，精神就好了。
And I after I make a prayer, then I became, then I'm more alert.
那我现在就是不在台上讲道，在底下坐着，我也很少啊、几乎很少打瞌睡。
So now even I don't, even if I don't deliver sermon, I just sit on the even I'm just sitting listening to the service, and I seldom fall asleep.
那第三个，我们谈到这个迟到啊
，about the late comers。
啊，当然有时候很不得已啊，有事情呢会聚会啊会迟到。
Sometimes we are late due to certain things happening。
那在学生灵会的时候，有位小朋友啊，他提出一个问题啊。
During the student spiritual convocation, a student asked a question。
他说他的父母亲啊要出门参加安息日聚会的时候。
He mentioned about before his parents, before the parents are leaving home to attend the Sabbath service.
在路上啊，他的父母亲啊一定会吵架。
Whilst on the way to the church, the parents always argue.
他说怎么办呢
？What to do then?
那为什么夫妻在路上啊，他们本来是要来参加聚会，然而在路上他们会吵架？
He wondered why did the parents always quarrel whilst on the way to the church?
因为哈已经快要迟到了。
Since it will be late,
可能已经迟到了。
Perhaps it was late. It had been late.
然后夫妻呢，一个是急性子，一个是慢性子。
And both since the parents have different characters.
那急性子的人就要骂那个慢性子的人，你看都是你呀、啊。要是迟到了。
So the person was very anxious, he always blamed the person who is slow.
啊，我看到很多人是这样子的。
There are people all like that.
啊，有时候我们也是这样子的。
We are also like that.
感谢神呢。
Thank the Lord.
那 我最近呢，发现一个方法很好用啊，这个聚会啊不用迟到。
Oh, I recently discovered a way to prevent coming to the church late.
提早起床。
I wake up earlier.
就不会迟到啊。
Then you will not be late.
有时候我大概安息日啊，起床以后啊，我的太太就说啊，我们要不要出去啊，到公园啊去散步。
Oh, sometimes on Sabbath after we wake up, my wife asks me, "Do you want to go out to have a walk in the park?"
因为星期六她不用上班了。
Since she doesn't have to work on Saturday.
我说不行啊，我们只要是去运动再回来，那聚会一定会迟到。
So I told her that if we go out, you know, if we to have a walk, go out exercise in the park, we'll definitely be late.
不迟到的话，我们在车上啊一定又是吵吵闹闹。
Even we are not late, and we will argue or quarrel, in the church, in the car.
所以我们就不去运动了。
So we do not go exercise.
那不去运动以后呢，我们很轻松啊，聚会啊就准时啊。
And then, we are always punctual.
啊，不但是准时，还能够提早到教会。
And we can even arrive the church in earlier.
所以全车的人呢，要来教会都很喜乐。
So everybody rejoices in the car.
那假设迟到的话，啊，那可能啊，夫妻两个又会吵架。
So if it is late, very likely, the couples, you know, will quarrel.
所以事实上呢，我们只要是用心灵跟诚实拜神。
So if we worship the Lord with faith, with the truth and spirit.
我们凭着信心去做。
And we do it by faith.
啊，我们不会迟到啊。
And we will not be late.
我们可以不用迟到的。
And we don't have to be late.
只要我们有心的话，就不会迟到。
As long as, we have the desire to do so, we will not be late.
亚伯因着信呢，到现在还在说话。
So by faith, Abel still speaks.
那亚伯呢，他是在旧约圣经里面呢，第一个因信被称义的人。
And Abel is the first person is justified by faith.
我们来看罗马书。
Let's refer to Romans, the epistle to the Romans.
罗马书第三章
Chapter 3
那罗马书第一章
第一章 Romans Chapter 1
罗马书第一章十六节
Verse 16
十六节
Verse 16 of Romans Chapter 1
念到十七节
Through 17
罗马书一章十六节我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人或是希利尼人。17 因为神的义啊，正在这福音上显明出来，这义本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
这个福音啊，就是好消息的意思啊。
So, gospel means the good message.
那这个好消息呢，要带给相信的人。
The good message we bring to those who believe.
所以信耶稣啊，其实是很简单的。
The believing in Jesus is very simple.
啊，就是相信。
As long as you believe.
可是呢，很多人呢，做不到。
But many people cannot do so.
所以十七节说
Therefore 17 says that
相信的话神就称我们为义人
And, For in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, it is written the just shall live by faith.
这义人是本于信就开始了从信开始难道以信来结束
It's from faith to faith.
哇这句话很重要
This is a very important statement.
我们来看马可福音呢
Let's refer to Mark.
Mark 福音十六章
Chapter 16.
Mark 福音十六章十六节
Chapter 16, verse 16.
十六章十六节
Mark chapter 16, verse 16.
信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Mark chapter 16, verse 16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
所以十六节这边信而受洗的啊，这是两个动作啊，两个动词。
There are two verbs here.
啊，第一个信
believe,
然后呢，他才会接受洗礼。
he will receive baptism.
所以我刚刚提到，没有信心的话，他的洗礼是无功效的。
Without faith, his baptism is in vain.
因为啊，一个人的信仰生活就是以信开始。
Therefore, the life of a person is by faith.
当时彼得啊，在五旬节降临的时候圣灵降临，他传道理。
During the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descends, Peter started to preach.
结果有很多人相信。
Many people believe.
然后他们就问说，那我们要怎么办呢？
Then these people ask, what shall we do?
彼得就告诉他们，要悔改，接受洗礼。
And Peter told them that you have to repent and be baptized.
所以这是一个很自然的动作。
These are very natural actions.
所以为什么这已经得到圣灵的人啊比较容易来接受洗礼
？That's reasons why after a person receives the Holy Spirit, it's very easy for him to receive water baptism.
因为他接受圣灵以后呢，他就相信神了，有神的存在。
After he received the Holy Spirit, he will believe the existence of God.
他自己本身呢已经体验到神。
He himself has experienced the power of God.
所以他就很容易接受，就接受洗礼。
Therefore, it's very easy for him to receive water baptism.
那大人就是这样子，大人就是信而受洗。
And to the adult, he will believe and be baptized.
可是我们来讨论一个问题，那婴儿呢？婴儿受洗的话怎么办呢？
And how about the baptism of infant?
那婴儿他也不晓得怎么来相信呢？
An infant doesn't know how to believe in the Lord.
那么这是父母亲呢来替他相信呢？
It is the faith of the parents.
那这父母亲呢不相信洗礼的话，那这个洗礼就没有功效。
If the parent does not believe the power of the water baptism, thenthe baptism is in vain.
那相信的话，洗礼就有功效啊。
If the parent also believes, then the water baptism has become effective.
可是婴儿以后会慢慢长大。
An infant will grow up.
那婴儿长大以后啊，这个信啊就变成啊，要从父母亲啊移交给这个婴儿啊。
So this faith has to be passed from the parents to the child.
所以有很多人呢，婴儿啊受洗。
So many people have their babies baptized.
啊，但是呢，婴儿他长大以后啊，他都不相信了。
But when a child grows up, he disbelieves.
他觉得那信仰是以前他父母亲帮他决定的。
And he feels that this is the faith of my parents. It is determined and decided by the parents, not his own decision.
要是今天让他再重新自己做决定的话，他不会接受。
If he makes his own decision, perhaps he will not accept the baptism.
假如是任何一个人这样想法的话，这个洗礼对他来讲没有功效。
If a person has this kind of thought, then the water baptism is in vain.
因为他不相信。
Since he disbelieves.
哦，这变成我们父母亲很重要啊。
Therefore, the parents play a very important role.
我们父母亲假如是有婴儿啊接受来。接受洗礼的话
，So if the parents have the children baptized during infancy，
我们一定要教导我们的孩童啊，怎么来相信。
So we have to teach our children we have to teach the children and pass our faith to them。
所以当我们孩子长大以后
，So when the children grow up，
我们一定要告诉他神的恩典呢。
We have to tell them grace of the Lord，
告诉他们我们这个家庭啊是怎么来信主的。
And also tell them how the family were converted.
我们要求神啊，让婴孩，让我们的孩童呢，我们的孩子啊，有体验。
We also should teach our children to experience God.
那体验有时候要受苦啊，从苦当中啊来体验神的恩典。
Sometimes they may have to go through sorrows or tribulations.
啊，我的女儿呢？2004年的时候啊，大学毕业。
In the year 2004, my daughter graduated from college.
那大学毕业以后啊，应该是五月毕业的，可是她的房租啊，她的房租是八月才到期。
Since she graduated in May, but the lease expires in August.
所以换句话说，还有三个月的空档。
So she still have to pay the rent for three more months.
所以她就要登报哈，来转租啊，转租给别人。
So she advertised in the paper to sublease her room.
有没有很多学生啊？暑假的时候回来学校休课。
There are still many children, students attending the summer school.
所以他们可以租这个房子。
So they could have a short-term lease for 3 months.
那他们同学也都是这样做。
Many of her classmates did the same way.
所以我就鼓励他祷告啊，祷告那神就帮忙啊，找个人啊来租你的房子。
So I encouraged her to pray, so someone will rent her room.
结果祷告以后呢，没有人愿意来租他房子。
And after she prayed for a period of time, but nobody was interested in renting her apartment.
但是他的同学呢，已经把房子租出去了。
But her schoolmates had rent out the apartments.
他就说Daddy, 那怎么会这样子？我要祷告啊！那怎么我的同学已经租出去了，神不看顾我
？So she told me, how come all my schoolmates had apartments rented out?And yet, I pray, it seems that God didn't take care of me.
那时候我心里面不是为他，好像为他烦恼，是为他高兴啊。
And actually, I'm quite happy about this.
那就神给他一个熬炼的机会啊。
It's actually an opportunity given by God, to train her.
因为我们父母亲都是很疼孩子。
Of course, the parents love the children.
太疼了的。
Sometimes, We overlove our children.
舍不得我们的孩童受苦。
And we don't want our children to suffer.
他们怎么能够长大呢？
And how can they grow up?
所以我们要一定要求神来亲自来操练我们的孩子。
So we should ask God, to train, and refine our children.
让他们能够在信仰里能够成长长大。
So they can be more mature, in faith.
让他们能够真正的体验到神。
So they can truly experience, the power of God.
能够相信神。
And to believe in God.
这样子洗礼它继续有功效啊。
Then the water baptism will become effective continuously.
父母亲要以身作则啊。
The parents should also show good examples as a role model.
假如说没有信的话，我们所做的一切啊，神不悦纳的。
If without faith, all we have done will not be honored by God.
那我们信主以后呢？
After conversion.
继续持守我们的相信。
We should continuously keep our faith or maintain our faith.
我们请看哥林多后书。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians.
第五章第七节。
The second epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章第七。
Chapter 5, verse 7.
哥林多后书五章第七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7。
因我们行事为人是凭着信心啊，不是凭眼见。
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
刚刚提到我的女儿啊，租房子的事情。
As I just mentioned about my daughter trying to rent out her apartment.
再继续鼓励她祷告。
So I encourage her to pray continuously.
那祷告以后，就是让鼓励他要忍耐哈，耐心的等候神。
And after a period of time, I encourage her to have patience and waiting for the guidance of the Lord.
再过两个礼拜呢，他就很顺利的把房子租出去了。
Then 2 weeks later, she rent out the apartment smoothly.
所以我们信耶稣以后
，and after our conversion,
要凭着信心啊，走我们信仰的路程。
And by faith, that we should walk by faith.
就好像这边所说的，我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
As we just read verse 7, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
人生啊，总是会碰到一些困难。
We will encounter problems and difficulties during our lifetime.
有时候神啊，会故意让我们进入风浪。
Sometimes God will purposely create some problems for us to face.
我们看主耶稣啊，怎么来训练他的门徒。
Let's take a look of how Jesus Christ trains his disciples.
一个最简单的方法就是让他们进入风浪。
The simplest way is that is let them to face the storm.
啊，第一次啊，碰到风浪啊，就紧张得很，哇，很害怕。
When they encountered severe storm, they were afraid. They were so frightened.
好像是世界末日一样。
It seems that it is the doomsday.
所以我们没有进入风浪的人哈，第一次碰到问题啊，你就觉得好像要世界末日了。
If a person is never in trouble, it seems that it is the end of the world.
可是当你进入风浪以后
，When you are actually in the storm.
你被操练了
，and you are trained，
以后的风浪啊，你就会觉得没有什么呢，很平静啊。
So the second time when you encounter the same problem and you will not be frightened，
那第一次进入风浪的人，他会觉得很不得了啊，
of、
事情很大。
Course, when the first time when the person is facing the storm， he will be so frightened， he will be so hopeless。
但是对于已经
it's a big deal，
对于已经有经验过的人
，but to an experienced person。
大家觉得很平安啊，大家觉得这个很小事情啊。
He will feel peace in his mind.
为什么呢
?What's the reason?
因为他们的信仰已经经过操练了。
His faith has been refined and uplifted.
所以圣经告诉我们啊，说因信心所做的功夫啊。
Therefore, the works are done by faith.
信心是要经过操练的。
A faith has to be trained.
不是自然而来的。
So the faith doesn't happen without any reasons.
是要经过一番功夫啊来练习。
The faith has to be trained and uplifted.
所以我们在世上的时候，走这条人生的旅途啊。
Wheels on earth.
我们要相信神。
We have to believe in God.
耶稣告诉我们啊，不要怕，只要信。
Jesus told us that do not be afraid and believe.
我们要信服神的话。
We have to submit to the words of God.
那一位弟兄啊，他开餐馆呢。
There's a restaurant owner who's our brother.
他们顶多啊，只能够参加安息日早上的聚会。
They could only attend morning service on Sabbath.
有时候啊，夫妻两个不能够一起来啊，要轮流来参加安息日早上的聚会。
So sometimes the husband and wife have to take turns to attend the Sabbath AM service.
然后就有传道人呢，就鼓励他们啊，要凭着信心啊，要守全天的安息日。
So the pastor encouraged them to attend the services whole day.
啊，就讲一些见证给他们听。
And testify to them.
啊，说某某弟兄姐妹也是一样开餐馆，然后他们啊是啊下午才开门啊，他们能够守整天的安息日啊，然后回去以后再去开门做生意。
So the pastor encouraged them by telling the witnesses and experiences from the others. There's other members who own restaurant and they open the business after the services.
啊，结果也是蒙神祝福啊。
They were blessed.
啊，然后这位弟兄听了以后。
So after listening to all these testimonies,
啊，过了不久啊。
And after a period of time,
啊，他也这样做了。
And he tried to follow.
那我就把这个故事呢，又讲给另外一位开餐馆的弟兄听。
So I repeat this story to another brother who is a restaurant operator.
啊，他们本来啊很少来参加安息日聚会。
They seldom came to attend the services, the church services.
那感谢主啊！现在呢，他们两个夫妻啊，都来参加安息日的聚会。
Thank the Lord! Now the couples attended the Sabbath services for the whole day.
虽然一趟啊，要来教会一趟要开两个半小时的路程。
They have to drive 2.5 hours one way to the church.
他就凭着信心啊，他就这样做了。
By faith, and they do so.
所以我们人在做信仰旅途的时候要凭着信心。
So we have to walk by faith.
那我们这个信心要坚持到我们离世的那一天。
So we should endure our faith until the end.
我们请看希伯来书。
Let's refer to Hebrews.
13章。11章。
Chapter 11.
希伯来书11章的13节。
Verse 13.
希伯来书11章13节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅的，是寄居的。
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were sure of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
圣经所说的这些人呢，就是包括那十一章一开始呢所记载的亚伯。
These people are refer to those including Abel.
所以亚伯啊，也是存着信心死的。
Therefore, Abel died in faith.
可是当他死的时候，他没有得到所应许的。
But not receive the promises.
因为他已经被他哥哥啊杀死了。
He was killed by his brother.
但是他从远处望见了那个美好的家乡。
But having seen the promised land afar off.
所以我们的信心也是要坚持到底。
So we should endure our faith until the end.
到离世那一天。
Until the day we leave this world, we depart from this world.
一个人假设没有信心的话。
If a person is without faith,
那是在神的眼前看起来是很可怕的一件事情。
In the eyes of God, it is a terrible thing.
神怎么称呼呢？这种不信的人呢？
How does God describe this kind of person?
我们来看希伯来书第三章。
Let's refer to Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章十二节。
Verse 12.
希伯来书三章十二。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 12.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心。
Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God.
把永生神离弃了，十三节。总要趁着还有今天啊，天天要彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了，十四。
14.
我们若将起初确实的信心啊坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
这个就是保罗为什么说啊，我们信仰要本于信，以至于信。
So this is what they say is from faith to faith.
以信开始，以信结束。
That means we begin with faith and end with faith.
假设在过程当中不信的话，
so this, if during this process, one is, one disbelieves.
那圣经作者啊，称这样不信为不信的恶心呢。
And the Bible told this is the truth is a deceitfulness of sin. It's a sin. It's an evil heart of unbelief.
那不信的恶心呢，就不能够进迦南地，好像以色列人一样啊。
Therefore, an evil heart of unbelief cannot enter the promised land.
啊，就是不能够进到神的国。
Which means that he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
所以在过程我们或许会很辛苦。
So during this entire process, one may suffer.
因为有时候会进入风浪里头。
You may encounter storm.
但是呢，我们要坚持确实的信心呢。
But we should endure our original faith until the end.
我们起初怎么来信耶稣的
？And how do we believe in Jesus in the beginning?
那今天也是一样。
Then we should do the same thing.
要坚持到离世的那一天最后一口气。
So we hold the beginning of confidence steadfast to the end, to the time when we depart from the world.
那我们在基督就有份了。
Then we have part in Christ.